Good morning and welcome to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is Sunday, November 25th, the weekend after Thanksgiving, and I'm your host, Tertsy Hertz, in studio with Matthew and Eric via phone from Odd Atheist Friends, which, due to reasons, we're going to have one at a time. But this is an open conversation, and we welcome and encourage listener interactions with your phone calls to 952-946-6205, your emails to radio@mnatheist.org, tweet us at Atheist Talk, or check out our Facebook page, Atheist Talk. The phone number is only available when we're live, but you can always email tweet or Facebook message or comment, whether you're listening to the podcast or when you're listening to the podcast or we're live, which actually today might be a better idea. Next week, we'll be entering into the month of a long stretch of really just one holiday. For some, this is the ultimate holiday. It embodies everything that a holiday is and cannot be less than at least a month. Of course, we're talking about Christmas or Xmas, chock full of traditions that many do every year. But where did these traditions come from? Do they still have relevance in today's world? And are some traditions forgotten coming back? Matthew, you're up first, aren't you?
I'm here, I hope.
Awesome. Yes, you are here. I hear you. Welcome to Atheist Talk.
Good morning, Hertzie. How are you?
Good morning. I am tired. My brother and I spent...
It's been kind of a long weekend. Normally for the tradition I've developed with my wife over the years is that Thanksgiving is kind of like our day together because it's the day we are together as a couple. So we cook a nice meal and then, or as I like to call it, dinosaur feast day, because birds are basically descended from the dinosaurs. And then there's, since I live in Chicago or the Chicago area, we went to the Chris Kindle Market. We did a little shopping downtown. And then we spent yesterday putting up the tree, which is a nightmare in itself when you have three cats and they keep trying to climb the tree as you're trying to put it up. See, so that makes life interesting when you're trying to string lights and all that kind of stuff.
See, I just skipped the tree. But since we're talking about traditions, do we want to talk about the tradition of the tree?
Sure, if you wish.
Awesome. I am trying to pull up a history.com article right now.
I know it started in pagan times, you know, back before or maybe contemporary with Christians or slightly before, because I know it's mentioned in the Bible about don't chop down the tree and put it in your home and decorate it as those heathens do. So I find it really kind of funny that, of course, the Christians have co-opted it and put a star on top and, you know, to symbolize Jesus and all that kind of stuff. It's none of it is true.
Yeah, so actually I'm at least skimming right now the article, and interesting enough, it doesn't go into the pagan roots, which I thought was kind of funny.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff of like, you know, what they do and what different countries do and such, but it's kind of like, huh, where is this? Great, now I'm going to have to search another article. Oof.
So, but it's kind of funny because I've had friends of mine who are still theists, at least not for a couple of years, but some time ago, somebody had mentioned to the fact of why am I as an atheist putting up a tree? Mm-hmm. And my response was basically, why not? Because I used to be, as I say, a former fundamentalist jerk, although I wouldn't use the term jerk. And so it's, you know, my tradition to put up a tree since I was a child and my grandparents and my parents and that kind of stuff. So even if I'm, you know, it's tradition here in the United States to put one up. So why wouldn't I? Whether mm-hmm. or not I believe or not, why not have the tradition?
Because you have three cats.
It just doesn't mean the same thing to me as I was when I was a former fundamentalist jerk.
Yeah, I also have cats, and so the idea of a tree is like, no. I mean, also because I'm not the most holiday centric person. So, but
oh, I like putting up the tree. I honestly hate going shopping, especially the closer we get to the Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I think the roads and the malls and everything are just really just overcrowded, and people are rude.
See, this is why
I think even ruder than normal.
This is why I like going on places like Etsy, because Etsy is great because you're supporting super tiny businesses. Admittedly, yes. Amazon, I will do that. You know, online shopping really is what I do because I hate it. I like you. I don't like the crowds. I don't like the stuff. And the nice part about some of those places is you can find some really unique gifts. So that's also really awesome. All right. So according to the Wikipedia, who states, who is saying that the Encyclopedia Britannica says, the use of evergreen trees, wreaths, and garland to symbolize internal life was a custom in ancient Egypt, Chinese, and Hebrew. Tree worship was common among the pagans Europeans and survived their conversion into Christianity. In the Scandinavian customs of decorating the house and barn with evergreens at the new year to scare away it says the devil, and that kind of makes me wonder. And setting up a tree for the birds during Christmas time. So, also in Saturnalia, houses were decorated with wreaths of evergreen plants, along with other customs that we now associate with Christmas. I'm sure we'll hit at least a couple of those later on. So really, what makes me interested in that is I know that Saturnalia has a lot to do with the traditions we have. I didn't realize that the evergreen could also be traced back to that.
Yeah, it makes it really interesting, because the evergreen tree is really common in Northern Europe. And so, I can see how when Christianity starts to make its way through Europe that they would see this and want to take it over. Bring the culture in and then make them your own.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see that.
Well, I also know that in Ireland, at least, St. Patrick, he used the Irish traditions and melded them, and that's how he got them to move over to Christianity faster. So, this one also states that in Poland, there is an old pagan custom associated with Kladia, I probably said that wrong, of suspending a branch of fir, spruce, or pine from the ceiling. And then it was decorated with apple nuts, cookies, colored paper, stars, ribbons, and colored wafers. And it had supposedly magical powers.
Huh.
So, now, I've met your wife, and she's from Japan, correct?
Correct.
And they kind of have a cool holiday tradition, don't they?
Kind of. Well, most Japanese aren't religious, or at least not in the way that Americans are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, being a global culture that we all are today with the internet and all that kind of stuff, some of it's kind of morphed a little bit. Like, there was a picture I saw of like a Santa Claus hanging on a cross at one point in a Japanese store. Messages are a little mixed right there, I think. They don't have like a big Christmas dinner. Like, they don't make like a turkey or something like that. They'll go to KFC and get like a big KFC meal and take it home. And so they'll substitute, the turkey for chicken and then some sides. So, yeah.
And correct.
Get a 20-piece bucket and chow down.
And correct me if I'm wrong, to get this bucket of chicken and sides and such, you need to put yourself on the RSVP list early.
Yes, you do. At least 3 months. At least 3 months. The earlier, the better.
Okay.
Because they open and it's like takeout orders only. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's not a lot of people sitting around eating there in the restaurants.
That is true.
So, at least in the major cities.
Well, that is interesting.
there is there was kind of like a curse that kind of happened once when the Hanshin Tigers, after they won their championship, some of their fans threw a Colonel Sanders into the local river, and then they couldn't find it. And so the curse was is that they wouldn't win another championship until they got the Santa Claus back. And so they haven't found all of it. They still look frequently. And so I seem to think it's gone, but they replaced it. So, but that was something kind of interesting with the Colonel Sanders statue that they got. They decorate them. They put them on, they put like Santa hats and jackets and stuff on them. They really go all out.
Nice. I'm just trying to think of other traditions because admittedly I've kind of taken myself out of the holiday a bit. Do you have a favorite cookie?
Believe it or not, I like sugar cookies, especially when they're warm. Just out of the oven. It's like, just leave me the pan, walk away.
You don't even decorate them, though?
I like to, but I'm just saying, I love warm sugar cookies. It's like my wife has to slap my hands to keep me, to stop me from eating them all.
All right. Well, we are going to be back in just a moment, and Matthew and I will discuss more traditions when we get back. Thank you very much and for joining us.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza, host of the Wall of Power Radio Hour. First of all, I want to wish you a great holiday Thanksgiving weekend. We've got a great show after all that turkey on Saturday night at 6 and Sunday at 4 p.m. with singer-songwriter Martin Devaney, the unofficial mayor of St. Paul. We're playing tracks from his new record, Plaid on Plaid, and have a great conversation with the man. This weekend on AM 950, 6 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, the Wall of Power Radio Hour, we will save you a seat.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week's idealist broke the color barrier in TV news on the West Coast. You've never heard of Belva Davis, but she's one of those giants on whose shoulders others stand today. Then the big interview is with Tom Dziek, a local idealist whose philosophy about giving back has made the world a better place. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dina. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly. Plus, our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers. With scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
Welcome back to to Atheist Talk on AM 950. I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz, talking with Matthew from Odd Atheist Friends. Atheist Talk is produced with the funding from Minnesota Atheists and Cucumbers Restaurant in Edina, Minnesota. Please consider visiting our sponsors, and if you do, let them know that you appreciate their support of Atheist Talk. If you'd like to advertise on this program and help keep us on the air, please contact us at radio@mnatheist.org. As for the here and now, if you'd like to get involved in the conversation with Matthew and I this morning, you can call us at 952-946-6205, email us at radio@mnatheist.org, tweet us at Atheist Talk, or use the Facebook page Atheist Talk. Again, because there might be some technical issues, probably doing the internet as bestest. So, Matthew, we were talking about some traditions and the history of, and do you have, what kind of like traditional family things did you have with your family?
Well, I don't know about a lot of people, but like we used to do like gifts, whether they be handmade or store bought or whatever, and then we would give them out on Christmas morning. Now, I know a lot of people would do like Christmas Eve, but that was never us. We always did Christmas morning. And so, although I know quite a few people who do Christmas Eve instead.
Yeah, we
do. But that was always our thing. And then we always did, like the garland of like the little silver balls that you buy. But we also used to, when I was a kid, we used to pop popcorn and then string popcorn and lace them around the tree. That was fun for us kids when we were children to do. I've got 4 cousins who are within 3 years of age of me. So we used to do that as kind of an extended family. So it was always nice to hang out with the cousins and do that kind of stuff.
That sounds fun. Yeah, actually, my family did a very similar thing with the gifts. It was always on Christmas morning. And we could go down as early as we wanted, as long as we didn't wake up mom and dad before a certain time.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. We did have a really cool thing.
Before 7 o'clock, it was, you know, after 7 was okay, but 6:55, oh no.
Yeah, and then there was an added thing where how'd it work out? We had, because we would go to, well, not midnight mass, but we would go to the mass the night before, because then we didn't have to go, but at least mom's excuse was then we didn't have to go in the morning. And so we would do that, and how'd it work out? We actually got pajamas the night before, so on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, new pajamas for Christmas? That sounds kind of nice, especially when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And then it kept going at least for a little while longer, and I think finally my brother and my sister and I were like, Mom, I think we're old enough. Though there are times where sometimes I still miss it. So what other, did you ever do Christmas caroling?
You know, we did a little bit when I was like in junior high, so like late 80s, mid 80s. We did that a little bit with my youth group that I used to go with. Mm-hmm. But it was only at members' houses of people of the church. We didn't go to the public or didn't go to a street corner. And it was kind of like we'd go do a socializing thing. We'd go carol at somebody's house for a little bit, and then they'd invite us in for hot cocoa or something. So we'd do that like 2 or 3 times, and then by like 10 or 11 o'clock we called it a night.
Okay.
So we'd probably do that like maybe once or twice before Christmas. But people are always super busy with family and that kind of stuff. So even as inclusive and as invasive as church might be, I mean, we didn't do that a whole heck of a lot, but we did do some of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking and it sounds like Christmas caroling may have also come from other places. Big surprise.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actually,
especially winters in Chicago can be a bit nippy. And so, you know, standing outside for 15, 20 minutes singing Christmas songs badly, it can get pretty cold.
Yeah, I've done some of those up here, which, you know, let's be honest, Minnesota is going to be colder than Chicago. and it was always just like, okay, we did, you know, we did layer it up as much as possible and such, and just kind of go from there and see if we can get some good warm beverages from a few people. But yes, apparently that was also something that was taken from the pagans, who did lots of singing, which, you know, kind of makes sense. And actually, I think we talked about this when we did an episode about Halloween, and we talked about how their people would actually go around singing. And we were like, huh, I wonder if that has to do with caroling. And it sounds like they did it again during, you know, solstice, which honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, this talks about,
I still like some Christmas carols, but like, you know, like Jingle Bells and stuff like that. But like between, you know, right after Thanksgiving, by the time Christmas comes around, I'm so glad Christmas is over with. You know, the songs just get repetitive after a while because there are very few that aren't intrinsically God-related, God or religion-related, and those get pretty boring after a while. Although I have listened to some good choirs sing some of the carols, and I can appreciate good music, whether or not I agree with the message being being there. I can at least appreciate good singing.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of those things where, like you were talking about how they get repetitive and such, and that's so true, because there's only, I mean, even if you take in the ones that are, you know, more religious and such, there's only a certain number, and so many places will play them for an entire month. And it's like,
I feel bad for the people who have to work there.
Oh, yeah. I worked at a bookstore for a little while, and the managers who were in charge of the music said, we are doing it from this date until this date and not a second more. It is the least amount of time that we are able to do within the corporate rules.
So like the week before Christmas?
Oh, no, actually, it was like the day before the day after Thanksgiving until the day after Christmas. The day after Christmas, we stopped completely. And they did, so each area had about 5 CDs that you were supposed to, you know, kind of put on random. And they're like, and we are putting the least number of these CDs in. So I think there was maybe like 3 CDs in each. Because it was like, what's the least amount we can do? Because we're already getting all of these songs stuck in our heads. We don't need the same 5 or 6 songs done 2 different ways.
Yeah. I can appreciate that. Although last Christmas for my company had a Christmas get-together, mm-hmm. I went onto YouTube and YouTubed heavy metal Christmas songs on a playlist and hit play.
Nice.
It's Christmas music.
All right. So I just have one last question before we let you go, Matthew. What is your view on eggnog?
I like it if it's good eggnog.
All right.
Store-bought eggnog is crap, but homemade with a good whiskey too? Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go, and we'll be back with Eric from Odd Atheist Friends. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Hertz. Have a good one.
You too.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week we talk about why Fannie Mae is issuing 2019 housing challenges, what high mortgage rates mean to the market, and how Gen Z is buying homes and why they're buying homes.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show, inviting you to listen each Saturday from noon to one. We talk about your health and your life by covering topics including healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support. On my next show, I will be talking with Heidi Simon from Minnesota Hospice about grief in the holidays and ways to cope with the loss of a loved one, and also how to support those who have experienced a loss during this time of year. Please join us this Saturday from noon to one for the Minnesota Health and Wellness Show.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers. Here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheist Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 26. Tonight's partly cloudy with a low around 12. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 20. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 19. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 26. Break away from the ordinary and find a list of one-of-a-kind local restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com. From elegant to casual, exotic to comfort food, and more, these restaurants offer some of the best cuisine the Twin Cities has to offer. Find the full list at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I'm your host Hertzy Hertz, and we're having what I would classify as a fascinating conversation with the two odd atheist friends, though we're doing it separately for reasons. But we had Matthew on for the first two segments, and now we'll have Eric. If you'd like to get involved with the conversation, because we're talking about holiday traditions and trying to kind of go through the history of, you can call us at 952-946-6205, email us at radio@mnatheist.org, or tweet us at Atheist Talk, or check out our Facebook page. Before we continue this conversation, there's a bit of housekeeping I need to attend to. I want to note our group of dedicated volunteers and the generous donations of you, our listeners. You help keep Atheist Talk on the air and in podcast form. And I'd also like to note our patrons, because it is Thanksgiving and I'm feeling, well, thankful. So I'm just going to read off our list here quick. We have Ryan, Matthew and Nancy, Ross, Ann, Marissa, Jean, Jeff, Leslie, Art, Larry Yellingman, Steve Shives, Carl, Denise, Ryan, Carissa, Jackie, Maddie, Deborah, Freethinker215, Olivia, Virilian, and Susie. Thank you all for being patrons of the show, and we hope that we're fulfilling at least your love of our show. But if you want to join those wonderful names, you can check out us out at www.patreon.com/atheisttalk. We also have a Radio Fund page, which you can find on the Minnesota Atheist website, where I know we have such awesome donors as Steve, August, Cynthia, and more, who I'm sorry if I missed your name. Minnesota Atheist is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. We could not do this show without you, and we deeply, deeply appreciate your support. Music for Atheist Talk is by composer and member Brent Michael Davis and is used with permission. Please note all opinions are the guests and host only and do not necessarily reflect those of the Minnesota Atheist organization. Now let's get back to our conversation with Eric. Eric, welcome to Atheist Talk.
Hi, Hersey. How are you?
Good. Eric, you have recently moved to the frozen tundra, haven't you?
Yes, I'm actually in the same state as you right now.
I know. One of us. One of us.
Well, I'm going to be frozen here and I won't be able to leave, so that's the trick.
That is our trick. And then in the summer, you'll be like, oh, this isn't so bad.
I don't believe you.
Well, it can't get any warmer than where you were before.
That's true, but I'll just keep remembering how cold it is in the winter. I'm already freezing, and it's not even bad.
I know. I'm sorry. So we were talking.
I made a choice.
Yes, but your choice brings us closer together, Eric. All right.
In the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, we can use those words. So what kind of Christmas traditions did you have? Because are you from the South?
Yes, I'm from the South. I'm from North Carolina, born and raised and lived for a long time.
So have you noted any differences in tradition between the two areas?
Well, I haven't had my first Christmas up here yet, so hard to say.
Well, it's starting,
Well, so I'm going to be living in North Dakota, and I can say that North Dakota is basically cold North Carolina. There is country music everywhere. I think there's more country music in North Dakota. And so basically the tradition we would have is very, I guess, American or maybe worldwide, but we would just, you know, go to my grandma's house and have dinner, and I would get Jesused at and questioned and all of the fun stuff. And I would have my eyes open when everybody else was praying before we ate, you know. So pretty standard.
I was going to say, so you're saying that you want to be adopted this Christmas because you can come do Christmas with us, with my family.
Yes. Yeah, I need to be adopted somewhere.
Great. We'll fill out the paperwork when we're done with the show. Or at least,
thank you.
Or at least, you know, you can just come over for Christmas this year.
That sounds pretty good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I know that we were in the Facebook chat, and you mentioned something about, where was it? About trolls?
Yes. So,
are you talking about trolls on the internet?
I went to Iceland a couple of years ago.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, it's the best place ever. You should definitely go. Really beautiful. Also cold. What's wrong with me? I don't know. But so I went in the summer, and they were talking about their Christmas traditions because that's how much they love them, or I don't know. But it's pretty cool because they have this ogress mother. She's like an ogre, and she has 13 troll sons, and the parents in Iceland will scare their children into behaving before Christmas by saying that the ogress will come and eat them if they're naughty, but if they're good, then they can't be eaten. And the 13 troll sons are all really weird, and they start on December 12th, and they come and leave something in the kids' shoes every night.
Yeah, Kris Kringle.
Depending on if they were good or bad.
Isn't that kind of a Kris Kringle thing?
Kind of, yeah. But all the trolls are, like, weird and bad. There's one that is the sheep harasser, and there's one that's the spoon licker, and the pot licker, and the sausage swiper.
The sausage swiper?
The sausage swiper. He hides in the rafters and snatches sausages that are being smoked.
Yep, Sam and I are trying not to laugh too hard.
Well, after that one, there's the window peeper. Keeps in your window looking for things to steal. And then after that one is the doorway sniffer, who has an abnormally large nose, and he uses it to locate food. And then after that one, there's the guy, the troll with the meat hook, and he's called Meat Hook, and he uses a hook to steal meat.
I'm thinking that last one was maybe inspiration for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Maybe. Based off of this picture I'm looking at of him, it's pretty terrifying.
I mean, they kind of remind me of the whole Krampus thing from the Alps.
Yeah.
Because Krampus will come, and if you're bad, he'll come and he'll whip you, and if you're really bad, he'll take you away.
Oh, no. Yeah, the troll mom will do that, and she will boil you alive, but you are allowed to repent, and then she can't do that. So...
Well, I was going to say, how is that different than Jeebus, then?
They look cool? I don't know.
Okay, I will give you that they probably look cooler. So, in the South, did you ever do any caroling? Because that was something that Matthew and I were talking about.
So, I wasn't much of a churchgoer, but I know everyone that went to church was big on both singing in church and caroling.
That makes sense.
But I never went caroling, which is probably for the best. I can't sing.
I was just thinking, like, it in the Carolinas, you could probably go caroling for a lot longer than you could here.
Oh, yeah. We hardly ever get snow by December.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I went there in the middle of January, I'd be still in, like, shorts and a t-shirt going, wait, this is it?
Yeah. Probably.
I've taken my coat out once so far, and that was because I got a flat tire and had to wait for AAA. And then I was out of the car while they were changing the tire.
You're better than me. I'm freezing. I don't know what to do. But I will say, now that it got up to like 40 degrees, and I was very warm and celebrating, so that was nice.
See, that's the thing is you get used to it. I've lived in Minnesota all my life, so it's just different. I also reject the cold.
So there's another fun Icelandic tradition or folklore.
Do tell.
It's called the Christmas cat.
I'm liking this already.
If you don't receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas, you will be in mortal danger, and the enormous black cat that prowls Iceland on Christmas Eve will eat you if you do not follow that rule.
Wait, say that again?
If you do not receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas, which is traditionally they'll give it to you on Christmas Eve, the cat will eat you.
The cat will eat you if you don't get socks.
Yes. I don't know. It's weird.
It just makes me think they had too many people complaining about getting clothing every year, and we're just like, okay, you know what? Nobody can complain anymore.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, man. I don't know. Have we run out of traditions?
Well, what do you do up here in the Great White North?
I was going to say, first off, we're not... Well, yeah, okay. oh, gosh, what do we do? We do shoveling. We do lots of shoveling.
Yeah.
Sam, what do you do? Oh, thinking.
thinking.
See, I know, like, okay, so when my parents were Catholic, like, we went to the Mass, and then we did presents, we did, you know, grandparent stuff, and my grandparents are, not as many of them are around, so I don't know exactly how we're going to handle that this year. My sister's coming into town, though, so, you know, there'll be mom and dad being the grandparents, and, you know, my brother and I being aunt and uncle. Gosh, but really the biggest thing we do is Christmas Eve. We get together. We have really bad for you appetizers, including those ham, cream cheese, pickle roll-up things. And we play board games.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know this is the atheist podcast here, but I grew up also as a Christian. So advent calendars was one
yes!
thing.
Yes!
And as an adult version of that, I'm thinking, like, maybe I could have, like, shots of whiskey or something. They, every day.
They actually make those, I'm pretty sure.
With the liquor
in it? With booze in it.
Amazing.
I was going to say, you just reminded me. We did, we actually did a fair amount for Advent. We would do an Advent wreath every night. And every night we would sing the first verse, or the refrain, or the first verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And then on Sundays, we would sing all the verses up to where we needed to be. I don't know if that's a Minnesota tradition or just kind of a Catholic thing. All right. Well, we will come right back after these messages to Atheist Talk on KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on Earth. Artists like Mark Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh-baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France, Medina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words Click here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned in to Atheist Talk. I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz, in studio with Eric from Odd Atheist Friends on the line. This is our final segment with the Odd Atheist Friends. If you're curious about Minnesota Atheists, you can check out the Minnesota Atheist website. We have previous episodes. You can browse articles, book reviews, and peruse the calendar of upcoming events. You can also sign up for the Atheist Weekly email, which will give you links to the upcoming events. And we always have a ton of activities going on around the Twin Cities and the outlying suburbs. For example, next week we'll have our monthly Cucumbers brunch. On December 15th, we are having the absolutely amazing Solstice Dinner. I'm completely not biased on that. But we will have regular guest David Gamet coming in to perform as a mentalist for us, as well as a delicious dinner. And there's going to be some fun announcements from the board. We also have a War on Christmas episode coming up here pretty soon that we are working on. And Eric, I was going to totally tell you and Matthew this in the chat, but I'll surprise you online and say, yeah, you two are totally invited to join in on that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. When I expand is what we're doing, I'm sure you guys will be awesome. We'll love it. But keep an eye out on the Facebook and the Twitter for more information on that. And if you want to sign up for the Solstice Dinner, you can do so at our meetup page. If you enjoy the show and all that Minnesota Atheist has to offer, do consider becoming a member of Minnesota Atheist while you're on the website. Membership has some great perks. Check out the hows and the whys on the website. Now back to our conversation with Eric. So, Eric, I'm guessing you've been on Facebook recently.
A few times.
Well, I was looking online last night, and Secular Soups, the wonderful Etsy page, posted that they have a tree topper, a flying spaghetti monster tree topper.
Oh, that sounds really awesome.
It is. It comes in two different styles, and I may have already got one because it's awesome. So if you're interested in looking for something to top your tree that's not an angel, check them out. It's really reasonably priced, too. It is, like, super reasonably priced. I think it's, like, $25.
That makes me want to make, like, an atheist topper. I don't know what that would be, but...
But is the flying spaghetti monster not atheist enough for you?
No. I need it to scream atheist.
You need it to scream atheist. So maybe like a giant red A?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, so in the chat, you were talking about some stuff that you wanted to talk about, and one of them was something about an elephant?
Oh, well... So another tradition, I suppose, that we do back home in the South is we do white elephant gifts, but we call them dirty Santa gifts, which is not, I don't know if that's universally known, but I've heard it's not. So anyway, it's the same thing. I always like giving really awful gifts. It's my favorite thing. And last year, I did all of my gifts in reusable shopping bags, which I told the person that they could keep or they could give back to me.
That's actually a really smart idea. I like that. I might steal that.
It is really smart. People think you're being lazy and rude and whatever, but I'm not wasting wrapping paper, and you can use it if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
And you don't have to wrap, which is A+.
That's definitely nice. Yeah, at risk of this filling up even faster than it normally does, there is a white elephant gift party that the Minnesota Atheist meetup. So maybe I'll have to tell you when that goes up so you can join us.
Yeah, and then you'll know who's brought the one in the reusable shopping bag. But
minor details. Typically, all the
now everybody. Everybody has to do that now. So.
Oh, yeah. Hear that, Caroline? No, I'm kidding. So here's a big question, because I know that this is going to be a potential fight between the two of us, because Matthew agrees with me on this. Eggnog. Is it
not a fan?
Not a fan. What is wrong with eggnog?
Everything. I'm not a big fan of alcohol, and I'm not a big fan of dairy.
So wait, you'd have to have soy eggnog?
Yeah, I don't really drink milk, and I don't know, I don't like the spices or whatever goes in it. It's all wrong for me.
What about ice cream? Do you do ice cream?
Ice cream is okay. I don't do it a lot.
I don't even know you anymore.
I love cookies, though. Cookies are my favorite. I'll do cookies all day.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of Christmas cookie? Or holiday cookie, or whatever you want to call it.
My favorite kind that I like to make in the holidays is it's like a butterscotch cookie. So I brown a bunch of butter and then put in a bunch of brown sugar and then all the stuff to make cookies and roll it out and then roll it in more brown sugar and then top it with sea salt and bake it. And it's just my favorite cookie ever.
So this is like diabetes in cookie form.
Yes, it's great for the holidays. It's so good.
Yeah, my favorite is called a Santa's Whisker, and it's a sugar cookie recipe, and then you take chopped walnuts and chopped candied cherries, and you put it in the mixture, and you roll it into a log, and then you're supposed to roll it in coconut, and then you bake it, and you slice and bake, and the coconut's kind of like the whiskers of Santa.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. I don't always do the coconut on the edge because I'm not the biggest fan of coconut, but it's delicious.
So we're going to have a cookie party this Christmas is what you're saying.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sam, you want in on that?
Sounds pretty tasty.
All right, what's your favorite cookie?
I think I just like the traditional like cookies, Christmas cookies that you put like the frosting on or whatever.
Sugar cookies?
Yeah, just the cheap sugary frosting is really my favorite part.
It's been so long since I've done that. And I've watched so many baking shows, I don't know if I could do it anymore. Because I'd be like, okay, I need to make royal icing. And then I'm going to try and actually do a good job with piping and it'll just be a mess.
I used to just have the worst looking ones, but they all taste the same. So as long as you get a good amount of frosting on there, then I don't care how it looks.
Did you ever decorate cookies, Eric?
Yeah, when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
It's a good thing. I like it. It's fun.
I have a feeling my mom is going to bring that back with the nibbling coming in.
I don't think anyone's ever too old to decorate cookies.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
No. Like I said, I'm just going to be all like, I want a piping bag this year.
There you go.
Too much British baking show. All right. So, wait, so in the South, do you do a evergreen tree or do you do a palm tree?
Oh my gosh, we do an evergreen tree.
I don't know what goes down there.
I'm not in Florida.
Well, you got a good point there. But that is all for this week. But thank you for tuning into Atheist Talk. We'd love to have you join us next Sunday, which should be another exciting episode. I'm proud to be on the air with Minnesota Atheists, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. The show depends on your generous support of our members, our sponsors, and donors. Thank you very much, and see you next week.